Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. This is the first missions trip I've ever had the privilege to be on. Miss Barb, you've been on a few, amen. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. I'll tell you what, folks. I went away with several things with full heart, amen. Mine eye affecteth mine heart. I saw those people laboring. I mentioned, of course, about the Thanksgiving offering. Folks, they didn't have it to give, but they gave it anyway. They gave it anyway. Several things. Go with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Some things I saw out of the Bible Baptist Church of La Carlotta in the ministry of Pastor Nono as well, training preachers and planting churches all over the island of Negros. Chapter 8 of verse 1 of 2 Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how then great trial of affliction and abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. Folks, I saw this church in action. I saw teams of people everywhere sharing the gospel, sharing Christ, amen, everywhere they went. And I saw this, what we would seriously consider by American standards of a financially poor church, abounding in the riches of His grace. Thank God. Amen. I thought this church there in Negros reminds us of these churches at Macedonia. Verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. I saw this church and people were willing of themselves to surrender. You know, sometimes in America, that's a difficult thing, Pastor Brown, to get folks to realize that if we just surrender to God, the weight would come off our backs. You see, God doesn't want everybody in the Philippines. Somebody say amen, otherwise I'll be preaching to nobody here, amen. God doesn't want everybody in the Philippines, but Brother Jimmy wants everybody to be willing to do His will. He wants everybody to put their all on the altar and say, God, You can have me. I saw this little church. I mentioned my friend Jaira John. Jaira John is a powerful Filipino preacher. I said to Pastor Nono, he surrendered to go to Thailand. I said, boy, you're going to have trouble replacing that guy. Powerful, powerful preacher of the Word of God. But you know what? He surrendered. He surrendered. Yep. They've had men in their ministry that have surrendered. And consequently, at the pastor's fellowship, the bulk of the pastors that I preached to were men that had surrendered their lives to God and were out preaching the gospel. I saw that. I saw it. Brother Horsch, I saw wondrous things with my own eyes. I saw wondrous things. And you know what, folks? Even looking at the pictures, mine eye affecteth my heart. That's the way it's supposed to be. Hey, listen, you know what? Hollywood knows that. Hollywood knows that. They know how to twist our hearts to the things of the world. Why? Because mine eye affecteth mine heart. Wondrous things. Saw amazing things when I was out there. So I think of this church, Bible Baptist Church of La Carlotta City, and I see them as being financially poor but rich in God's grace. And Pastor Donald mentioned it. But verse 9, When I think about this former long-haired rock and roller going 4,000 miles to preach the gospel of Christ, there's only one reason why. And it's in verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. How is it that I went there? Well, the church sent me. Amen. Thank you. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. God's grace in our life. This verse sums up God's grace. You say, could you really sum up God's grace? Well as a verse can. For your sakes, though He was rich, yet He became poor. That ye might abound. You know, when I think of missions giving is not done by rich people. Though, you know what? Any one of us, and I mean any one of us in this room, if we were to move to La Carlotta City, we would be rich. We would, by standards of living in the Philippines, we would be rich. But when I think of missions giving, when I think of that extra that we put in the plates, listen, it's just like that verse. By the grace of God, we ourselves become a little financially poorer that others can be rich. Amen. With the grace of God, with the gospel of Christ. Amen. Amen. That others could be rich. I want to show you a couple other things here. Right out of this text. Well, you could look at verse number 10. Here's Paul, and he says, "And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago." He's talking about the missions offering there, folks. He's talking about advancing in your giving, not retreating. Amen. I understand, listen, you need to be prayerful about your missions giving. But I can tell you this, you don't need to pray about giving at all. Amen. Amen. Giving to missions, saying I want to give to missions requires no more prayer than tithing. Amen. The amount, certainly pray about the amount, but give. Give. Brother Matt Apple and I were talking, and he said that when Pastor Nono was here last time, and he presented the work at Camp Canaan and what he wanted to do there. And Brother Matt said to me this morning, he said, he's just the kind of missionary you want to get behind and support. And listen, folks, I believe all missions money we give to our missionaries, and every missionary is different. Miss Barb, you work in an office. It's not glamorous work. But it is sticking by the stuff so that others could be out there doing the... By the way, that's what we are too. That's what we are, the Bible Baptist Church of La Carlotta City. We're the people that are sticking by the stuff and making sure the supplies are getting out to the soldiers. Amen. But Brother Matt and I were talking. He said, when you meet Brother Nono, you feel like, boy, that's a good investment of my missions money. And it certainly is. Fruit could abound to our account. Oh, we could go on in verse 8, but I want to look at verse... I really just want to close with parts of verse 9 here, or chapter 9 rather. He says in verse 5, "Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same night be ready as a matter of bounty and not of covetousness." Again, he's talking here about the missions offering. Don't be covetous. I tell you, I thought about that in my own life. You do a lot of heart searching when you see what I saw. Say, you know, I got some things I could probably sell and give that money to missions. Stuff that's just collecting dust or hanging in a closet. Amen? But then he says this, "But this I say," and this is what I want to challenge you with tonight, church. "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. You know, the pastor could say, boy, we want to give to missions, we want to give to missions, we want to give to missions, we want to be able to help with projects, amen. We want to be able to help when a special need arises, we want to give to missions, we want to give to missions. And after a while, you can just kind of, just turn them off. That's of necessity. That's grudgingly. Boy, if you saw those pictures, I'll tell you what, your purpose in your heart, I'm going to give to missions. That's why we have a missions conference, folks. We see the burdens that God places on these men and women. They want to do something for God. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And you know what happens? It's not talking about the tithe here, though we could certainly apply it to the tithe. Just listen, just get it down. God will get His tithe.
That's right.
Give it willingly, amen? Just give it willingly. You'll get the blessing and, praise God, the benefits. Or He can take it. That hot water heater goes again. The engine blows again. Amen. You listen, you name it, it's happened to those who have robbed God. Amen. But this isn't talking about the tithe. It's talking about the mission offering. It's talking about our giving to the work of God outside of our walls. And really, God says this, if we'll sow sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. Brother Holy, when I started giving to missions, I gave $5. You know what? At that time in my life, Brother Brown, I've been saved just a couple of years. That was great faith. My faith was small. You know what? Since then, my faith has increased. And so has my giving. Because I believe this verse is true. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. By the way, thank God for that. Thank God for that. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. I'm glad that even if we sow a little, we'll still reap a little. But I would rather sow bountifully, because you'll reap also bountifully. We've got farmers in the room. Brother Hugh, you don't put very many little seed corns in when you put them down. But boy, you get a whole bunch when they come up. We froze a bunch that you gave to us, amen. It looked like a few more than four or five seed corn that you put down in the ground. Ears and ears and ears and ears. You know, that money that you spend in missions, Miss Carol Ann, I don't know what you give, but it's a lot for you. I know that. Bountiful. Bountiful reaping. Bountiful reaping. I saw it, folks. 2,122 professions of faith. While we were in the Philippines, Brother Brown. Bountiful reaping. And my challenge to you is let's keep sowing. Let's keep sowing. I saw wondrous things, folks. And look at verse number 8. For the giver, for the cheerful missions giver, for that one that says, you know what, it's not that important for me to go out here or to go to this. And by the way, I'm not saying you can't go out to dinner. I'm not saying you can't enjoy an activity. I'm not saying you can't have a hobby or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, when you put these things into perspective, all that other stuff is just going to burn up. And what's going to be left is the souls with what we gave our money to. And God says this, to the cheerful giver, to the bountiful sower, look at verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, listen to all these all-encompassing words here, all grace towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. See, I believe we all have sin. Amen. Amen. We're all sinners. We're all trying to deal with that old nature and punch its lights out. Amen? Spiritually speaking. I believe this, folks. I believe that that person that makes up his mind or her mind that I am going to give to missions, I'm going to give to get the gospel around the world, has God's grace poured out on them in such a way that it helps them to deal with that old nature. It helps them to be content. You know, discontentment is the root of so much. It's the root of covetousness, is just being discontented with things. But I'll tell you what, that person that says, you know what, souls are important to God and they're important to me. When I put that money in that plate, I'm telling God, God, I mean business. I know you mean business. I know that promise is true. Not only if we sow bountifully shall we reap also bountifully, but we'll reap God's grace in our lives bountifully. All things, all sufficiency, all sufficiency. It's amazing, folks. It's amazing. It's right there for us in the Word of God. I came away beholding wondrous things with my eyes. And I thank God for you. Listen, that church, and please don't be mad at me. I believe, you know this, I believe in the local church. I believe in the local church. Amen. But I believe in the church of the firstborn too. I believe in the body of Christ. And I met a lot of those parts of the body when I went over to the Philippines. And do you know what they are? They're a hand doing a great work. And you know what we are? We're the muscle for them. We're the muscle. I believe, this is just my own personal belief, I believe there's two reasons why God has not poured out His judgment on America. One is our support of Israel. Amen. Amen. Blessed is he that blessed thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Abrahamic covenant still in effect. Genesis 12. But also, it is our dollars that finance missions all over the world. Listen, maybe we go home tonight. Maybe we look at our priorities a little bit. Again, please, I'm not saying you can't go out to eat. It's good. Enjoy. I'm not saying you can't have a dog unless you're my mom. But I will say this. It's a flat out shame if you spend more money on dog food than you do on missions. It's a flat out shame. It's a flat out shame if you spend more money on sports tickets than you do on missions. It's a flat out shame. And one day we are going to be ashamed.
That's right.
And there's no remedy for it. Well, there is a remedy now. Mm-hmm. Let's sow bountifully. Amen. Father, we love you.